be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee saw this and said to himself, "If this man is a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is, who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teach me, teacher," he said. Two people were in debt to a certain debt collector. One owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to pay the debt, he forgave them both. Which of them loved him more? Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered this house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one whom is little forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at the table said to themselves, "Who is this one who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord.
Yesterday, in the morning, I had a practice with the second graders because they'll be having Mass with me on October 4th. So while I was practicing with them, when I tried to read the Gospel, so I said, "The Lord be with you." They said, "I will your spirit." And I said, the gospel from the Gospel of Mark. Then I made the sign I made on my forehead, on my mouth, and on my heart. But they did not do that. I told them to repeat. They repeated it. I asked them, "Do you know why we do this?" And they said, "No." So I explained to them. And I thought it is also important that, you know, from time to time, we explain this to us so that we will remember. So when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," and you respond, "And with your spirit." And the priest or deacon says, "A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark or Luke or Matthew," and makes the sign on the forehead, on the mouth, and on the heart. So what it means is, when we make the sign on our foreheads, we say, "Oh God, open my mind that I may understand your word. Open my mouth that I may speak your words. Open my heart that I may receive and love your words." So I wanted to share that with you this morning. My dear friends in Christ, I will try to relate today's message with an analogy. Supposing you bought a house of about $1 million and you have lived in this house for, let's say, 10, 15 years, and you loved it so much. And you realize that there are some parts that are gradually debilitating. What do? We have to rehabilitate, right? You cannot abandon the house you bought with $1 million. You cannot abandon the house that you love so much. What you need to do is to rehabilitate. Today's gospel reminds us that it is a celebration of God's gift of forgiveness. God's intention is not that we fall. No. God will go to any length in making sure that he rehabilitates us. That is the message of today's gospel. That even though we are sinners, we sin as a result of human frailty. But the moment we realize ourselves and we come to God and we say, "Oh God, I'm sorry," he will welcome us back. God is not there to condemn us. He's not there to trash us, but he is there to always welcome us and to remind us of the love he has for us. This was the problem with the Pharisees. When Jesus went to the house of Peter, and this woman came, realizing that she has sinned against God because she was living on the street. But one day, she felt that sorrow in her heart, that sorrow in her heart. And when he heard that Jesus was coming, she had to go. And when she got there, she fell on the feet of Jesus. She was weeping so bitterly. And Jesus saw that this woman has truly repented. And he forgave her, her sins. And people started to complain, "Why must you do that?" They forgot that our God is a merciful God. So, my dear friends in Christ, today God is calling us to repentance. If we are having some baggage of sin, let us come to him and he will cleanse us and renew us. Secondly, why Jesus acted that way was to remind the people that he is God. You know, most people today, they see Jesus as a prophet. They don't believe that Jesus is God. But the action of Jesus by forgiving the sin of this woman is a proof that Jesus is God. So he wanted also to prove the divinity of Jesus. And by the way, do we know that there's a difference between Jesus and Christ? There is a subtle difference. When we say Jesus, we refer to the human aspect or the human nature of Jesus. But when we say Christ, we refer to the divine nature. So Jesus refers to the historical Jesus who was born at the time in a particular culture, and he grew up, he was a great teacher, he was very religious. But when we refer to Christ, we are referring to the divine nature that has to do with the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. So in this gospel, Jesus was trying to prove to them that he is the Christ. There is no difference between Jesus and God. Jesus is God in human form, the second person of the Holy Trinity. So my dear friends in Christ, with this in mind, let us pray for the grace to always come to him, that he may cleanse us and renew us.